All right, so time for next talk. We have Ima Vals, who is going to software developer advocate at Grafana Labs, and she's going to present to you why she volunteers at FOSDEM and why you should too. Ima?
Thanks, Absor. Who was first who's ever volunteered at FOSDEM in any way here? Yeah. Raise your hand. Oh, that's quite a lot. Of course, the orange t-shirts, for sure. So the inspiration for this talk is because I'm a developer advocate and I go around at events, and they always ask me, how is it FOSDEM? And I say, I love it. I say, what's your favorite part? Volunteering. And then I get a lot of people asking me, how do you do that? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. It's not easy, not difficult, and I'll try to explain why, based on my own experience, of course. As I said, I'm a developer advocate. I'm based in Barcelona. I'm a mostly a community builder. I love organizing events, meetups, small conferences, not huge FOSDEM-like conferences. And for me, this conference is an inspiration because it's a huge community-driven conference. And yes, I'll try to walk you through my experience. So the first time I volunteered at FOSDEM, I had been coming before, 24. And I didn't have the best of experiences. I thought maybe you should volunteer. And that actually changed my whole experience at FOSDEM. I was able to meet people and enjoy it a lot. So what I did in 24, I start putting, I hope you've seen all these brown papers on the walls. And I volunteered to do that. Why are they doing this? So they actually explain us there is someone who actually manages the crew of volunteers because you're new at volunteering. And they told us why, because you have all these people will put stickers on the walls and everything. And it's easier to actually remove the papers, so the walls get pretty clean very easily. Otherwise, you would have to spend hours cleaning the walls. So it was like, yeah, that's a bit. I've never done that in an event, and it's actually a very interesting thing to do. I also help unloading trucks, setting up rooms, like the big room there. So I learned a little bit how they worked, and it's actually you just get taught what to do by someone who knows how to do it. So it's not scary. During the event, I went to the info desk selling T-shirts. I chose a very nice shift Sunday, which is not too busy. But I was able to speak to people that were volunteering with me, so it was really nice to meet people. And also help people navigate FOSDEM if they are trying to find a room or anything, you can help them. And then there are probably the nicest part, I didn't sign up for it, but I was in the K building on Sunday afternoon and I saw that they had a lot of work tearing down, so I started helping them. And then the nicest thing is that after that there is a volunteer dinner, so you actually get to have dinners and pizzas and everything with the other volunteers, and it's a really nice thing to do. So for me, it was a great experience, and I said, from now on, I'm going to volunteer always. Last year, I was not able to because I had some issues with my leg, but this year, I volunteered at the software performance dev room. It's another way you can volunteer. You can help manage the rooms. I didn't apply for a dev room, but I'll explain later how I got into helping the managers of dev room. So you'll be asking, what's in it for you? So I guess it's different for everyone. But for me, for example, the first year I heard very inspiring stories from people who were putting brown paper in the walls with me. I had a couple of students who actually were super excited to be at FOSDEM. They didn't have anywhere to sleep even, so they were sleeping on the floors here at ULB. So for me, it reminded me of when I was young. I said, wow, this is like what I should have done when I was young. So it never occurred to me. So it was really interesting. The other thing that I was at the info desk volunteering, and one of the person who was volunteering with me, he was from Poland, and we were chatting. And then someone comes by, and it's a coworker of him, and he says, hey, I wanted to introduce you to, this is a coworker of mine, Pablo. He lives in Barcelona. I am from Barcelona, so it was like, okay. And he turned out to be one of the organizers of the Free Software Barcelona community. And after that, we've been collaborating a lot. So it's also random people you can meet here that you don't meet at home. I was very impressed. And then for me, the most important part is giving back. So for me, it's very important that I'm helping the organizers make this happen. I'm an organizer of smaller conferences, but I know the people who volunteer the day of the event are very necessary. So for me, it feels like even if I can do a small task, I will do it, because I know it helps the organization a lot. And also, what's in it for you? For sure, the orange t-shirts, if you are a volunteer, as you can see here in the room, or the blue t-shirts, which are the dev room managers. So it's also nice to have this as a reminder that you help that FOSDEM happen. Also, from my perspective, I'm a community organizer, as I said. So for me, it is amazing how you can organize such a conference, which is decentralized. It's a massive number of attendees. There is a network, there is streaming. Everything is happening. The volunteers are almost self-organized. You go on the website and you sign up to volunteer. So for me, that was pretty impressive. Of course, there is a difference between the core team, who actually organizes during the year, and the one-time volunteers. But I find this, it's a very interesting way of organizing these people, because sometimes you have to look for people. But in this way, they just publish the website, and people just sign up. So, and it's really interesting how this happens. So it's up to you. You don't have to volunteer for the whole weekend. You can volunteer for a couple hours, and that's also very interesting for me. And that's a learning I'm taking to the other conferences I organize. It's important to have volunteers for the day. They don't have to be in the core organization, because that requires a lot of commitment, but they can help you with the conference, and that's, for me, super interesting thing. So the most important part, probably, how do you find volunteering opportunities? Some are obvious, but for example, this one is not so obvious. I was reading the DevRoom call for participation for the software performance, because I'm into software performance, and I was thinking maybe I should send a talk there. And then just by reading down, I found, oh, they are asking for volunteers for the DevRoom. I can do that. So, and they actually told me, you can send us an email. I said, okay, just send an email. I sent an email. They accepted me. Oh, we're very happy to have you. And then I also asked other people from my company to volunteer, and Arthur is volunteering, and Brian and other colleagues also volunteering. So it was a very easy way to actually participate in a dev room without applying to have your own dev room, which is sometimes difficult to get your own dev room. And it's a commitment as well, but just helping the day of the conference, it's easy for us. And it is a help, because initially it's only two managers in the room, so they really needed more people. So if you see anything like that, just, and if you want to volunteer, reach out. People are very open to it. So another thing that you can do is follow people who are organizing, who are managers for the dev rooms on social and on the Fediverse. In this case, Orlin from the community dev room was actually asking for volunteers and even telling, I need door management and timekeepers. So if you are into that, you can actually reach out to him and say, hey, I'm available for that. So that's another way you can find opportunities, that it requires following the people who organize, but sometimes you are connected already, so it's not too difficult. And the main way to do it is the call for volunteers. Usually FOSDEM publishes a little bit closer to the event. So this year they publish on the 27th. And there is a website there, so there is a lot of documentation. So if you know, how is it volunteering, what do I have to do, where do I have to go, they have a matrix, so you can also go in there and chat. And there is this list of tasks that you can actually say, okay, I'm going to volunteer building up Friday afternoon, I'm going to volunteer Monday unloading the bands, or I'm going to volunteer for a couple of hours heralding a dev room. I'm going to volunteer at the info desk selling t-shirts. I'm going to volunteer at the cloakroom. So there's all sorts of things. If you want to try public speaking, for example, heralding is a nice thing. So depending on what you like, you can choose your timings. If you cannot make it, you go there and uncheck it. So it's really very easy to do, and I do recommend you do that. And it's a great way to meet people. And do not only believe me. You can actually read on blog posts, for example, edit. Just published this year a very nice blog post on why she volunteers and what she gets out of it. And actually the tips are really very interesting if it's your first time at FOSDEM or volunteering. So I found it, wear comfortable shoes, bring a water bottle and some snacks, because sometimes you don't have time to go to the food trucks and get some food. And make sure you have everything available. So Maybe start with a short shift, short task, so yeah, you can always see if you like it or not and how it went. So this is probably the final thing. Don't just attend FOSDEM. Help make it happen. Choose the tasks that you like, maybe a couple hour tasks. And see you there if you're volunteering. You might find me there or other volunteers. So that's probably it for me. Thank you. These are the slides if you want to have them.
Is it too late to volunteer to this session?
Sorry?
Is it too late to volunteer to this session? To register?
To volunteer? Yeah, you can go to the website and volunteer still for tasks in the afternoon. You'll actually see, maybe I can show you if we have time. You'll see the tasks already. The tasks are here. So you'll actually see the ones that are already full, but you'll find that some of them have one people out of two. The ones in red still need people. So you will still find that already you can volunteer for this afternoon. And for the teardown, you can always show up there. They'll give you an orange t-shirt in the K building. And you can start, because they need so many volunteers for teardown that I don't think they will tell you no at any time. They need to have volunteers in all the buildings to leave the university as it was. So they need to pick up all the stuff, put them into bands. So there's a lot of work in the afternoon today until the evening. So anyone who can join, that will be amazing. Any other question? So. So thank you very much. Special thank you to the board.